But B, as we get kind of closer and closer to the season,
yeah,
when you were playing, and it, granted it was different then because it was four preseason games, but this is about, like, if preseason, training camp, everything was a mountain, like, tomorrow night is the top, and then it, you're going downhill towards the regular season. You know what I mean? Like, you're more than halfway home once you get through this game.
Yeah,
what would your mindset be right now?
Well, right now I'm looking at trying to, because since this is the game that we looked at it as the third game where you're going to play a lot more as a starter or whatever, and people that get a lot of playing time, I'm looking to see how close I am to being where I need to be. I'm asking the coach to get more time. You know what I mean? But it's not necessarily you get to a point you go downhill, Jay, because you get to a point and you maintain. Like this is like a bike ride where right now you're going up Skyline Drive. Okay, then all of a sudden you're going to hit a point where it's going to level out. But as the season goes, where everybody's getting to tip-top shape, now you got about a 2% grade where it's about, instead of being 2% grade at 200 yards, it's now a 2% grade and you got 8 miles to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and it's a constant climb. Then once the season's over, boom, you fall back off and you have to be at the bottom of that mountain again and you start it all over again. So I think ultimately, but at this point, I really want to know, where is my conditioning level? Can I truly play a whole football game right now? Because if they tell me two quarters, three quarters, I am going all the hell out. I'm reserving nothing because you're trying to see where you are. Just like when those guys go out there in a NASCAR, Indy, when they have 200-mile race and they have to go out here and do this 200-mile, they're not taking it easy on the car. They're trying to see exactly how strong it is. Is it ready? And they run that 200 miles at the same speed they do in the race. That's the way I looked at it.
Did your mindset change as you became more established?
No. I was the guy where I had a
What was the longest contract you signed? 3 years?
Five.
Okay.
My pops told me, man, you don't let people do your job. You never get complacent with it. You always go out, then you act like you're a new guy. And then I roll into Washington, and I'm looking at Darryl Green and Art Monk and guys like Bostic and Warren, where they are on the off-field working like they're rookies. So I'm listening to what my dad said, then I see these established dudes working harder than the young dudes. My mindset was automatically stuck into that. And then I get to Philly, late in my years here, get to Philly, and people are like, man, you already established. You don't have to work like that. BS. You want me to slow down so you can take my job. That ain't going to happen for you. You know, and I just kept doing it. And I always looked at preseason like when you heard Dan say the other day, preseason is necessary. I looked at it like that. I hear what fans say. I hear what people say. If you are not trying to see where you are and when the season starts, if you don't push yourself, how do you know if you can go? You know, so the way that it is today, guys need to be doing extra stuff to get themselves to a certain level.
I think that's really smart and interesting for our listeners and fans to kind of get the perspective of some players now. Clearly, obviously, in your career, though, you had to encounter some, at some level, guys that tried to coast a little during camp and preseason games. What did you say to them? What did coaches say to them? Like, sometimes you could see it, and it's fairly obvious. Sometimes I'm sure there's a lot that goes on that media and analysts don't realize.
Well, I think this, Jay. A lot of times we did gassers. We did running after practice. We did some stuff during practice. So if I'm a guy who's been around for 10 years, you're a guy in your first or second year, and I'm beating you every time, does that look good on you?
No.
So I basically made sure I was going to be beating them and pushing myself to a point where I didn't have to say a word to you. If you tried to keep up with me, you were working harder than you wanted to work, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
So I made sure all season programs I was there. And they'll be like, okay, B. Mitch, you're running with the running backs and the linebackers. No. I want to run with the receivers and the defensive backs. Because they always had a little higher speed. So if I, whether I did it easily or I had to struggle to get to it, it put me in a better conditioning or better shape than with the guys that I'm normally going to be competing against, right? So I always did it to make sure they saw. Just like right now, when we talk about Wagner, we talk about Jonathan Allen, and we talk about De'Ron Payne, if they're doing something, I would think that the guys that are less than them are saying, well, damn, I got to do something like them.
Right.
Not, oh, okay, well, I'm going to just chill. I don't have to do all that. Well, he's older than me. No, no, no. Their actions can speak louder than their words sometimes. Because Art didn't say anything. Art just outworked every damn body. And if you were a receiver not trying to do what Art Monk were doing, then you were stupid.
Sure. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we're going to open the phone lines up. First time, maybe in the last 2 days, it'll be Ask Me Mitch Anything. We can have a broader conversation. So you've given us the player standpoint, right? Like your mentality, how hard you have to work, how hard you have to work every rep, every snap, every day.
Mm-hmm.
What is the coach's mentality at this point? Like, do you think that some of them are like, all right, I kind of think I know what I'm doing here, but this kid's got to show me X, or do they want to be validated, or do they want to be surprised? Like, if you're a coach today, they got an off day, they got meetings tonight, walk through tonight, mm-hmm. whatever, right? What do they want to see tomorrow night?
The coaches?
Yeah.
They want to see who understands exactly what's going on. They want to – basically, when you hear coaches saying by playing fast, you know what playing fast tells a coach? You've already done all the work. You are not thinking about what you have to do. You know what you have to do. Because on a football field, if you're thinking, you're losing. It's about reaction. If I have watched the film and put my film study in, if I have studied my plays, and if I also done all the conditioning stuff in the offseason, I just step on the football field and play. Because as soon as a guy starts to move it, something in my brain should go off and say, boom, they're trying to run this play. And instead of me sitting up there and waiting around looking, I just go for it. You know what I'm saying? They have to be at that point. And the coach is trying to see who's playing fast. Because if you're playing fast, you're telling them a lot of stories about everything else. You're doing your work when you don't have to, when they're not around. You know, everybody pays attention in the meeting. But when you go home, do you look at your playbook? Do you look at film? Or do you just play video games?
I mean, it all shows up. The tape doesn't lie, ever. And I think all that kind of – it's going to be – tomorrow night is a big opportunity. Like, think about your boy Tyler Owens, who's done nothing but ball out every chance he's
yes.
had. A guy like Bryson Tremaine has had a really good camp and has shown a lot every time he gets a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Martavis Bryant is scratching and clawing for his life
True.
At this point.
Yeah.
He's trying to get back into this, right? Like, what if Bryant's able to scratch together three catches for 48 yards tomorrow night and looks pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of a sudden, for Martavis Bryant, not only does Bobby Engram notice that, and Cliff Kingsbury notices that,
other
and Brian Johnson, but the Lions notice it, and the Texans, and the Cowboys, and the Giants, and the Seahawks. Like, it's so easy to be super dismissive of these preseason games, and it's naive. 1 o'clock.
Listen, the people that are not involved, they can be that way.
Right.
The people that are involved, they better not be that way.
1 o'clock, Ask Me Mitch Anything.